talking with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth about alcohol and other drugs. This resource is designed for teachers of students in Year 7 to 12. It contains information about how teachers can help their students deal with complex issues. The key messages of this fact sheet are: teachers can be an important resource for students with questions about drugs. A non-judgmental approach works best when talking with students about drugs. Refer students to others if you are concerned or not comfortable talking with them about drugs.
Talking with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students about alcohol and other drug use. A trusted teacher can be a first point of contact for students to talk about alcohol and other drug use. Teachers can offer advice and support. However, when you are not comfortable talking to your students about this, it is important to refer your students to other help that might be available in your area. For example, a school counsellor, psychologists, or other relevant support services such as Headspace. As a teacher, you can help young people understand the risks associated with using alcohol or drugs and decrease the likelihood that they will use and experience associated problems. A non-judgmental approach is most effective when talking about alcohol and other drugs.
Here are some tips to communicate effectively with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students about alcohol and other drug use. 1. Wait until the student is willing to engage and talk about alcohol or drug use. Wait until the student comes to you for support. This approach may help in reducing an angry or frustrated response from the student when talking about alcohol or drug use.
2. Establish and maintain a good relationship with the student. Take the time to get to know them and build trust before talking to them about alcohol or drug use. A good relationship will make it more likely a student will trust you to talk about alcohol and drug use.
3. Bring up the topic informally to show that you are someone they can talk to about drug use. Never make assumptions about what drugs the student is using or not using, as students often expect adults to make judgments about their behaviour.
4. Help the student weigh up the good and not so good things about substance use. This approach can stop the student from feeling like you are telling them what to do. While discussing the good and not so good things, it is important to ensure that the student is aware of the possible harms of drug use. Avoid using scare tactics or being negative.
5. Show that you are listening carefully by summing up what they have just said to you. Using open questions is a good way to help the student make their own decisions to change their alcohol or drug use. Here are some examples of open-ended questions to start the conversation and use during conversation.
I've noticed a few changes in you lately, and I'm a bit worried that you aren't all that happy. What's going on in your life at the moment? How is your family going? You mentioned that, and summarise what the student said. How are you feeling about that? 6. Encourage the student to engage in positive cultural and recreational activities. Young people are less likely to use alcohol or drugs if they attend school, are involved in recreational activities such as sport, and have a strong support network. As a teacher, you can help them by informing them on the programs available to them in or outside of school.
7. Reassure the student that sometimes it takes many attempts to make change happen. Let them know that you are there for them when they need you or would like to talk. Emphasize that there are many services and other people available to support the student.
8. Encourage the student to talk to someone they trust. Encourage them to seek cultural and spiritual support and talk to an elder, family member or friend. Help them to identify a trusted person they can talk with.
You can always inform the student about services that are available if they decide to make changes later.